Love is the greatest, even greater than faith or hope or any other thing. We celebrate the love of Valentine's Day, and appropriately so. That loving celebration is fun, romantic, even emotional. It is a day set aside once to live love and to express our love to all, but especially so to someone special. Are you going to do that? I hope so. Love is a word difficult of definition. In fact, it has many component parts. Love is complex, defining itself, manifesting itself in so many different ways. That's the beauty of it. But love is a force without which we cannot live, or live right. It is the stuff of life, the stuff of life. And without it, life is mere existence, sterile and harsh. Love is the force, the resource of God, an energy which produces the highest and best relationships with others. And, as we love ourselves, allows us to live life at its very highest levels. To love and to be loved is the greatest happiness of existence, so said Sidney Smith. Love, out and in, is a daily process which produces the greatest happiness. It does indeed. Nothing feels better than to give love, to share love, and experience love. Nothing. If you had no one to love, you would never be hurt. But you would never grow. You would never experience the ups and downs of love. You would never venture outside your own self and your own self-centered needs and perceptions. Your heart would never be cracked open, as one poet said, so that God could enter. To love and love unconditionally is to take risks, and especially the risk of rejection. We all fear that, don't we? But then again, nothing energizes and cleanses like love. And hear these profound words about love from a poet unknown. To love another, large or small, is the only real way that one can grow as a human being. The risk of loving produces the risk of hurt, but even hurt toughens and matures love. It does indeed. The risk of loving another allows one to venture outside oneself and to experience love that allows your very own heart to be cracked open, so that love in its purest sense could enter, and that is God Himself. Now, loving is always risky, the risk of rejection. Rejection hurts, but it is part of the loving process. It is part of the growing loving process. But the risk of love is worth it because nothing energizes like love, and nothing cleanses like love. Nothing. Charles Dickens said that a loving heart is the truest wisdom. Knowing life at its best, the most real and the truest wisdom can only be produced by a loving heart. A heart, again, cracked open. I love that one. Cracked open and wanting more love. More love. Robert Schuller said that in the presence of love, miracles happen. Again, in the presence of love, miracles happen. Love itself is a miracle, and the loving miracle produces other miracles. Miracles can and should happen more often, and they can and will happen when love is at work. When love is at work. True love allows us insight, real insight into the character and persona of another. Hear these wonderful words. Because I love you, I catch glimpses of the you God created, the true you. I see your imperfections and your failures, but I choose to see past them to the real you. Love creates a place where you are free to become your complete self. Aren't they fantastic words? What a marvelous statement. Perhaps we can only know another, not completely, but only with glimpses, and those glimpses made possible only because of love. We are all riddled with imperfections and failures, are we not? But we can see past things, if we want to, in our desire to find the real person. The real you, the real me, is something beyond our imperfections. Love breaks down those barriers and produces eyes that truly see. Benjamin Disraeli, the great English Prime Minister, said the following, "We are all born to love. It is the highest principle of our existence and its only end." Born to love, genetic, all that we really are, the very highest principle itself of existence, of us, of you and me. And really, says Disraeli, its only end. like the highest and greatest spiritual commandment, that we should love the Lord our God with all of our heart and our soul and mind and strength, and our neighbors as ourselves. In fact, we are known as Christians, followers of the Christ, if we have love one for another. Do you? For all mankind? That's a hard road, but it is the only and the best part of our existence, says Disraeli. And love, said yet another, is practical. It's tough. It's active. Listen to this. Love is washing the kitchen floor over and over again. That's love. Love is scrubbing the toilet and doing the laundry. That's love. Love is taking out the garbage. I've done that many times. And cleaning the refrigerator. That's love. Love is smiling when you are tired, finding reasons to laugh even when you are angry, volunteering for the dirty job, working hard and making the world a better place. The little things are love. Powerful and profound words, are they not? Love is practical, not just words. It's practical. Love is very much in the scrubbing of the toilet. Scrub that toilet if you love. Love is there from the one who takes out the garbage. Love indeed delights in the dirty jobs, whatever they are, when nobody else wants to do them. For when you do the very least of these, you do it as unto him and them and in love. And yet more insight into the God of all love. God says to us in love, I hold you in my mind. I remember you. I hold all of the pieces of you, the past wounds, and the present. And in love, I knit them together. I knit them together into the person I love, the person I created to give me joy. You. You. Aren't they great words? Held are we in the mind of God, remembering us even as we remember him. All of our various pieces, our wounds, our wrongs, our problems, no matter, God knits them together and all become the mosaic, the person God loves, the individual and the special, you. You. Love frees us of the weight and the pain of life. True love always lightens life's heaviest burdens. True love is a force, far more powerful than the weapons of any enemy. Amen to that. I would like to get that message out to ISIS, wouldn't you? Life is a flower of which love is the honey, so said Victor Hugo. Life is a flower of which love is the honey. Love is knit into the very cells of our bodies. It is written into our DNA. It is encoded in the chemicals that make plants green. It is that which makes the sky blue, the substance of the song of the birds in summer, the whisper of the wind in the trees, the silence of the snow as it falls. Love is the voice of God calling to us endlessly and passionately through all his marvelous creation. Ah, how wonderful and how powerful. There is no fear in love, for perfect love drives out fear. The more one loves, the less there is to be afraid of. Love secures and drives out our insecurity. And love at work is the most powerful force and energy of all. Nothing like it. Take away love, said Robert Browning, and our earth is a tomb. A tomb. Without love, life is like dead, lifeless, even meaningless. And if you wish to be loved, said Browning, love. To be loved is to love. And any time that is not spent on love is time wasted. It's time wasted. Boy, that's strong, isn't it? True love is a durable fire in the mind, ever burning. Never sick, never old, never dead, from itself never turning. So said Sir Walter Raleigh. The durable fire of love burns unquenchable, always alive, always energizing, always. For love never fails. The great artist Vincent van Gogh said, the heart that loves is always young. The heart that loves is always young. Love is a marvelous beautifier. Love is art at work. I always think that the best way to know God is to love many things. Amen. So said the great artist Vincent van Gogh. Indeed, all of art is love at work, and there really can be no great art without love. It beautifies, and it brings out the best in everything love does. Hear the words of Thomas Merton. He said, "The beginning of love is to let those who love be perfectly themselves, and not to twist them to fit our own image. Otherwise, we love only the reflection of ourselves we find in them." The more we are perfectly ourselves, living to our highest and best, the more and better of us there is, and the more we let others live to the very best of themselves and not twist them or force them to live up to some kind of image we construct, the better are they. Love at work, two for one. Love cures people, the ones who give it and the ones who receive it. Love conquers all things, so said the ancient poet Virgil. Again, love cures people, amen to that. Like Schuller said, it creates miracles. Love cures people, the ones who give it and the ones who receive it. Love allows us to believe so fully and firmly in God, even when He is silent. Wow. The great thinker, theologian Soren Kierkegaard profoundly stated that when one has once fully entered the realm of love, the world, no matter how imperfect, becomes rich and beautiful. It consists solely of opportunities for love. Isn't that the truth? Every minute of every day, you can give love and you can experience it if you have eyes to see and an open, loving heart at work. It is love, said Thomas Mann, not reason that is stronger than death. And that love, stronger than and which conquers death, is the love of the Christ on the cross and the resurrection which followed. There is no greater love than that. To love someone is to see a miracle invisible to others, said Francois Mauriac. Life is replete with invisible miracles which can only be revealed by love at work. Invisible miracles, except for those with loving eyes to see. And if you love somebody, tell them, so said Rod McEwen. If you love somebody, tell them, or perhaps better yet, show them. But the telling of the loving words unleashes the energy and the power of love in another. So do it. The heart has its reasons, which reason alone cannot understand. So said the thinker Blaise Pascal. Love is a dimension in life different from and beyond reason itself. The more the mind, the less the heart, and consequently, the less love. Reason, no matter how wise, can never really fully understand love, much less transcend it. The great theologian Paul Tillich said that the first duty of love is to listen. Again, the first duty of love is to listen. The one who loves wants to listen more than talk. Listen to every word, every expression of thought and emotion, which comes from the one loved. Listening. Really listening in a caring way may very well be the highest attribute of true love. Do you know how to listen, especially to a child? Can you really, truly, honestly, lovingly listen? That's the best of love at work. For those who love, time is eternity. Love is God's finger on man's shoulder. Love is like a running brook that sings its melody to the night. To wake at dawn with a winged heart and to give thanks for another day of loving. That's the purpose of living the day which God has created. Love is a symbol of eternity. In fact, it is eternity. It wipes out all sense of time, destroying all memory of a beginning and all fear of an end. Sir Alfred Lord Tennyson said the following, "'Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all." Amen to that. Because love indeed is risky, the risk of rejection, but a life lived without true love is a life never really lived at all. Go for it. Open up your heart. See it cracked open. And let it hurt if it has to. But that's the best of this world. Love at work. I love you, says Anna Corbin, as you are, not as you wish to be, or I wish you to be. I love you for the real person you are, not the imaginary one perhaps I fantasize you could be. Isn't that wonderful? I love the real, amazing, utterly unique you again. I love the real, amazing, utterly unique you. Can you do that? Love in the ultimate, the unconditional. Love is so real, so wonderful, so real. If you love until it hurts, really hurts, there can be no more hurt, only more love. So said the wonderfully loving Mother Teresa. True love at work drives away the hurt, and then there is only love left. Looking back, said one poet, I have this to regret, that too often when I loved, I did not say so. Love uncommunicated is love aborted. It is there, but it's never shared. More time is spent judging people, which leaves less time to love them. I need to repeat that. How powerful that is. Looking back, I have this to regret, that too often when I loved, I did not say so. Do you? Love uncommunicated is love aborted. It is there, but it's never shared. More time is spent judging. Boy, that's a whole lot of us, is it not? Judging other people, which leaves less time to love them. It leaves less time to love them. And we lose. We lose. Zelda Fitzgerald said that nobody has ever measured, not even poets, how much love the heart can hold. There is no limit to love, none whatsoever. Love is there, always, always, and love takes up when knowledge leaves off. In fact, love is the supreme knowledge. It's the supreme knowledge, superior to all else. Love's greatest gift is its ability to make everything it touches sacred. Sacred. Love at work produces the holiest of the holies. The great English statesman William E. Gladstone said the following, we look forward to the time when the power of love will replace the love of power. Then will our world know the blessings of peace. Power kills love, and without love, there is no peace. There is nothing more powerful before and ever again than love. Those words once again. We look forward to the time when the power of love will replace the love of power. Wow, beautiful and powerful. The theologian Reinhold Niebuhr said the following, we are saved by the final form of love, which is forgiveness. Forgiving and forgetting are the highest acts of love, resulting in our salvation. There was one, years ago, driven to the cross by the love of mankind, providing in his death the life and the love we lead. The cross. The cross was the final and forgiving form of love. Amen to that. The crucifixion of the Christ on the cross was indeed the ultimate act of love. The great writer C.S. Lewis said the following, to love at all is to be vulnerable. Vulnerable. Love anything and your heart will certainly be wrung and possibly broken. Boy, has that happened to you? Love breaks down all barriers, and it opens wide the heart, exposes true innocence, and risks the wringing and the breaking of this more prized possession. Real love demands this consistently, demands it constantly. Has your heart been wrung and possibly broken by love, or the lack thereof, or rejection as you loved? I bet it has. Perhaps in only small doses, but maybe in an ultimate way. There's no experience like it, but there's nothing like love, no matter how much it hurts. Sir Arthur Pinero said that those who love deeply never grow old. They may die of old age, but they die young at heart. They die young at heart with love. That deep love here and now is but a prelude to the perfect love there. There. In fact, they are one love, the love here and the love there. Present and eternal, contiguous and continuous. Love is both earthly and eternal. Love never dies, never. For there is only one real happiness in life and the life to come, and that is to love and to be loved. The great writer Ralph Waldo Emerson said the following, never self-possessed or prudent, love is all abandonment. Isn't that great? Love is all abandonment. True love is pure risk, always. Love at work risks hurt. to the self and rejection by another. But the risk at work is what makes love so special. Vulnerability, openness, risk, but so great the reward. Hear then the marvelous words of the great poet William Wordsworth. A person can be so changed by love as to be unrecognizable as the same person. Amen to that. Love transforms, regenerates. Love produces change everywhere and in everyone. Love betters what is best. Isn't that powerful? Again, a person can be so changed by love, like born again, as to be unrecognizable as the same person. Amen. Love transforms. It does indeed. It regenerates. It does indeed that. And love produces change everywhere, everywhere in the hardest of hearts, and in everyone, even Isis. The great philosopher Plato said that love is the best friend of humankind. Love is the best friend of humankind, the helper and the healer of all ills that stand in the way of human happiness. Plato. Again from Plato, without love, humanity cannot survive. Wow. Powerful. Truth way back then in the days of Plato. And for some further real definition of the word love, hear the words of St. Augustine. He said, what does love look like? Why, it has hands to help others. Hands to help others. It has feet to hasten to the poor and needy. It has eyes to see misery and want. It has ears to hear the sighs and sorrows of humankind. That is what love looks like. Once again, what does love look like? Why, it has hands to help others. Are we in the business of helping others in love? It has feet to hasten to the poor and needy. Do we spend our time with those less fortunate than ourselves? It has eyes to see misery and want. There's so much poverty in this world. And it has ears to hear the sighs and sorrows of humankind. Do we listen? Do we really take the time to listen? All of that is what love looks like, says St. Augustine. Amen and amen. But you know, my friends, love comes supreme and most innocently from a child, a child. A child's love is pure. It's uncomplicated, unconditional, fully trusting. Such innocence opens deep the world of feeling and emotion, and it is a return to that childlike love, no barriers, no defenses, and that ability to love which alone can make complete the adult version of that child. You could say that the more a child loves, the more the adult version will love. May we all be wise enough to return to the innocent love of a little child. And so, my friends, my fellow Americans, we, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, wish you all of the love possible on Valentine's Day and during Valentine's Week, during Love Week. May love in all its forms permeate your life, and may you know the supreme love of the one who laid down his life for you. Live love every day and know the real and true meaning of life. And finally, the profound words of poet Emily Dickinson. Emily Dickinson said the following, if I can stop one heart from breaking, I shall not live in vain. If I can ease one life the aching, or cool one pain, or help one fainting robin into his nest again, I shall not live in vain. Great words of love. Love is the greatest.